hearing is subdivision 2018-22, Citation Meadows, Citation Meadows LLC.
This is a cluster subdivision to divide 54.4 acres plus or minus into 49 single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County. The property is located on the north side of Phillips Hill Road, approximately 0.42 mile west of Lakeview Road. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 19, Parcel 30. The zoning district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff would submit for the record an exhibit booklet, a preliminary subdivision. This did go through our technical advisory committee. We did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District, Delaware Electric Co-op, Sussex County Engineering Public Works Department, the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing, the Division of Public Water, the Division of Water, the DENREC Division of Air Quality, DENREC Division of Watershed, Division, and then the Division of Groundwater Discharge, and the Division of Waste and Hazardous Substances. And I believe we also have an approved soil feasibility study as well for this application. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Davidson. Again.
Good evening again. Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates, located outside of Milton, Delaware. I'm here representing the application tonight for the subdivision, major subdivision for Citations Meadows. Here with me tonight is the owner of Citations Meadows LLC, is Mr. Ken Adams. Also with us tonight is Mr. Howard Fortunato, who is a special projects coordinator with Mr. Adams. And I have Mr. Alan Decker, who's a professional engineer with Pannoni Associates. As introduced,
you have the mouse.
I have the mouse.
Here.
This is an application considered a detached single-family lot subdivision using the cluster development option under Section 115-25A2 of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District. It's 54.4 acres into 49 lots. This project is located on Phillips Hill Road. It is in the Dagsboro 100. It's just west of the town of Millsboro. Again, in the beginning of the hearing booklet and as part of the application, we provided some required support and statements as required under 99-24 A, B, and F in support of the subdivision's application. Also, as a part of this application, we did submit, again, under the requirements for sections 99-17 G for Peach Blossom Drive, which is this road right here. We're asking for the waiver from the cul-de-sac requirement of 1,000 feet. That road happens to be 1,377.75 feet. So we're asking for that requirement to be waived. I did spell out in that requirement that the waiver will not have an effect on nullifying the intended purpose of the subdivision code or be contrary to the goals and objectives of the comprehensive plan for the county. The streets within the subdivision are private and as such will not result in any conflict with public roads. In addition, the waiver will help with the reduction of impervious surface coverage, which helps preserve the natural drainage processes to manage the reduction of stormwater management. So that's in my letter at the beginning of the booklet to ask for that waiver for that particular length of that road there. And in the 2008 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan update, the area proposed for Citations Meadow, again, is identified in the future land use as a low-density area, and the strategies for state policies and spending, the area is in investment level 4, and is consistent with the land use plan as well as the county ordinances. Development of the site is in the AR1, with a cluster option is a permitted use. The proposed development will be designed in accordance with 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance, as well as 115-25E of the zoning ordinance, and again, I've provided those in tab three, and I will review those a little bit in just a few minutes. The development has a proposed density of less than 0.9 units per acre and is consistent with the uses permitted in the low-density area per the comprehensive plan, which permits residential development and with the ordinances related to the cluster development and subdivisions. The proposed project is consistent with the trend of single-family residential developments in the area as a part of the...
You can use the clicker to go back and forth.
I did some, under tab seven, I did provide an area housing development. We are surrounded on both sides of this development here. On this side here is the Oakmont subdivision. There's also in the area, there's Beacon Meadows, there's Willow Valley, there's Lakeview Estates, just to name a few of the developments that are in the area. So this project is consistent with developments that are in the area there. The project will provide for both active and passive recreational uses that consists of 22 acres, which is approximately 40% of the property. The amenities are in the form of, we have approximately about a 6-acre stormwater management pond. There will be walking paths that will be provided around that stormwater management pond. Those walking paths will also connect to the roadway, the three roadways that are within the subdivision. We are providing for a pavilion and a playground or a tot lot, if you will, that will be adjacent to the stormwater management pond. Public investment in infrastructure will be avoided because these all single-family lots will have individual wells and septics. And again, as Ms. Cornwell stated, that the soil feasibility study that is in tab six was submitted to Denerec, and we do have the approval for being able to do on-site wastewater disposal systems for each one of these lots. The developer will also be responsible for construction of the roads within the subdivisions, as well as the entrance plans, and we'll be coordinating that with DelDOT. He's also having to dedicate the road frontage for right-of-way widening for Phillips Hill Road, and he will be providing a 15-foot permanent easement across the front of the the property. We feel the cluster design is superior in design as it provides for single-family detached dwellings in a low-density area, as shown in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. There's approximately 22 acres of the project will remain as open space, which includes approximately 2.86 acres of the site to be planted for the forested and landscape buffer, as defined in section 99-5, subsections A through J. The open space also includes a 7.12 acre of a, what we call an agro-amenity. It will be in the form of a community garden and orchard. And up front here, in a different shaded green here, you'll see that this is an area here that's going to be proposed for the residents for a community garden and an orchard that will be planted for their benefit. Again, we are less than one lot per acre, and no lots will have direct access to Phillips Hill Road. There's no wetlands within the property, and additional open space has been provided around the perimeter of the subdivision to help handle stormwater management without disturbing the landscaping proposed for the subdivision. So what we've done is, along the fields that are the agriculture field over here, we provided the 30-foot buffer on this side, but the rest of the 20-foot buffer we've provided, we've added an additional 10-foot buffer to that 20 feet so that we can drain the backs of the lots, be able to manage the stormwater coming off the backs of the lots without disturbing the landscape buffer or any of the trees that will be planted as part of the buffer. The project will have a single homeowners association for the maintenance of the common areas, the open amenities, the streets, and the buffers. The homeowner documentation has been submitted in the booklet. And again, the items listed under 11525E, the design requirements for the cluster development, the project is again being proposed as a cluster development. The minimum lot size of this subdivision is a half acre, one half acre for the lots. The road design does meet the minimum design standards per Sussex County Road Standards. The entrance will be constructed based on current DLDOT criterion design in the design development manual. No lots will have direct access, and again, we are providing for the required 20-foot forested and/or landscape buffer. The housing types in the low-density area is shown on the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. They are limited to the single-family detached dwellings. Again, the homeowner, the covenants and restrictions that are in the booklet outlines the types of houses that are going to be proposed. We did reduce the density by the gross area by 25% when we came up with the density, and that's we came up with the 49 lots, and that's where we come with the 0.9 lots per acre. And again, we do provide for the 30-foot forested buffer, and then the dwellings located within 50 feet of an existing residential development shall provide adequate transition. We're at less than one lot per acre, so the adjacent dwelling, we feel like we've provided for the proper transition with the adjacent Oakmont subdivision by providing less than one lot per acre. Under 99-9C, we have provided a bulk of the subdivision starts out with open space along the front of Phillips Hill Road here, along with that large community garden and orchard that's going to be the showpiece of this subdivision coming into this. So we have provided for that accurate transition of the subdivision into the neighborhood by being able to buffer by buffering Phillips Hill and pushing the lots within the subdivision. There's also a request that was made, I noticed in the application by Mr. Ken Christianberry from Axiom. He's asked that the Oakmont subdivision, let's see if I can get to the plan here. Oakmont subdivision that's located along the north side of the subdivision, and then they have a road with some lots coming down the east side of the subdivision. Along the back here on Mr. Adams's land is a drainage swale, and then it comes into a stormwater management pond off this particular project, but it happens to be, it belong, the drainage handles the stormwater from Oakmont subdivision. I believe Oakmont was a part of the lands for Melvin Joseph back in the day, and that was the way the subdivision was designed was the lots in Oakmont, their stormwater was handled through a drainage swale along the back here. So in a letter submitted by Mr. Christianberry, who happens to live in Oakmont subdivision, has asked if Mr. Adams would be willing to dedicate a 50-foot wide easement to be so that they can maintain, they've been maintaining the drainage easement so that they can maintain it in the future as well. And Mr. Adams has no objection to having that as a condition of the approval that a 50-foot wide maintenance easement be dedicated. So what we've done is a little bit different than probably the site plan that you have right there. We were able to back off by 50 feet off of this rear property line here with that easement, and then we started the 20-foot landscaping easement and buffer from that 50 feet, so we're actually 70 feet off the back of our boundary line there for where the lots start to begin for the subdivision. There are no wetlands on this property, and this property is in a Zone X for the floodplain. There were no historical features on this site. Again, it's the aerial photographs that I submitted under tab 7. This has been an agricultural field since 1937, and there were no trees on this property in 1937. There's no trees on this property now, and with the addition of the subdivision, the amount of trees that are going to be planted will be sufficient to be able to for the project. And again, the preservation of open space and scenic views, approximately 22 acres, again, will remain as open space. And as I stated, that 2.86 acres of that site is the forested landscape buffer. And again, that buffer is going to be maintained even outside of that 50-foot permit, the maintenance easement that we've, we're dedicating. And again, the biggest part of that open space is the community garden and the orchard that's going to be part of this project. And it will provide for a great amenity for the, and it's a different type of subdivision that will allow the users of the subdivision to have enjoyment of. The overall open space and recreation areas, again, we're providing for a pavilion and a tot lot and plenty of walking paths around the pond, connections to the roads with for the walking paths. And again, there will be the ability to be able to access that community garden as well. Screening of objectionable features, again, the landscape buffer, and then along this Oakmont, I believe it's Oak Ridge Drive, I think is what it's called. There's a 50-foot right-of-way that butts our easterly property line. We do have that nice 20-foot planted buffer that we're going to be buffering there, and we're also going to be providing that an additional 10 feet that'll help prevent. We'll be able to capture our stormwater, which is required by law, on our site, and we won't be impacting the adjacent subdivision road, which is immediately adjacent to our property. Water supply will be individual wells. And again, as I stated, the septics, each lot will have its own septic system. The septic systems will have to follow, they will be pre-treatment systems. They'll have to follow the state's PSN 3 performance standards for nitrogen levels. So the, each one of these, they fall within the that portion of the Inland Bays watershed, where each one of the septic systems will have to have the pre-treatment units attached to each one for the site. So that'll help with, that helps prevent pollution and groundwater pollution. Again, the stormwater management pond is about 6 acres in size, which is plenty sufficient to be able to handle the stormwater management for 49 lots on the site. We look at it as a great amenity for a subdivision out in this area. We've provided for, the entrance will be built per Bell-Lot standards. The roads will be private, again, meeting the new minimum street widths of 24 feet wide. And so we provide for safe vehicular and pedestrian access within this private subdivision. We don't feel like there's going to be any effects on the property values. We feel like there will be an increase in property values with the development of the property. Again, we've preserved preservation of conservation of farmland. And again, by providing the community garden, the orchard, and the sufficient amount of buffering, we feel there's a we're protecting the farmland that's in the area with this development, with all the landscaping and open space that is provided. We do show a small area out front for a school bus stop, but we will work with the Indian River School District, and we'll work with their transportation manager to determine the type and style and the location of the school bus stop during our design. And again, I talked about the compatibilities with the other land use areas in the area and the effect on area waterways. Again, with the addition of the 6-acre pond, our discharges are going to be much less. We're going to be able to handle a lot more runoff than what normally would be for, say, if we designed a normal stormwater pond for 49 lots. So with the addition of this, with the size of a 6-acre pond, our stormwater, so we don't feel that there's going to be any detrimental impact to discharging to the off-site drainage way that is going through the property that will be shared with the Oakmont subdivision, but we will be reducing our stormwater much less than what is required under the state law. With that, we have submitted some conditions of approval that we would like you to consider. Again, we won't, the lots won't exceed any more than 49 lots, and I'll just a couple of them real quick. And then I talked about, we have no objection to adding a condition that the 50-foot maintenance easement be dedicated to the Oakmont subdivision along the rear of the property. And then just condition number five that I put in here, that we'd like to see that the recreation area shall be completed within the project no later than the issuance of the 25th certificate of occupancy. And with that, that is my presentation along with the hearing booklets and all the information that's been submitted. I'm here to answer any questions that you might have.
All right then, well, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
My usual question, what's the distance between the lot that's immediately on the right off of Phillips Hill Road to the right of the Peach Blossom Drive, the first lot coming in?
Looks like I have there's a distance, I don't know.
It's probably somewhere around 50 feet, I would say.
And I appreciate the community garden area. That's well done. That's all I have.
Okay, Mr. Hopkins.
In front of lot 44, is there no need for a cul-de-sac down there?
No, we're, as long as it's in the ordinance as well, the new street ordinance by the county as well, and the fire marshal, as long as you're no longer than 300 feet, you don't have to provide for a turnaround.
So if somebody turns down there, in order to turn around, do they have to like pull into somebody's driveway?
They'll pull into the driveway, yes.
I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson.
No questions, thanks.
Okay. Ms. Stevenson.
What happened to Meadow Lane? That was the, isn't that the road that went through there that's shown on the other plots that was already there?
Meadow Lane.
All right, maybe I've completely lost it tonight. There is that possibility, but it showed on one of the plans. Wasn't there a road already that goes through there that
that was never constructed?
Mr. Adams, would you mind giving us your name?
I'm sorry, Ken Adams with Citation Meadows LLC.
We know who you are, but the tape doesn't.
Thank you. Yes, that is still shown, but that was never built, never, I guess maybe sunsetted. It was, the subdivision was built without that street, and it was finalized and approved probably 20 years ago.
Okay. I saw it on the plot, and I was like,
it still shows on the county map for some reason, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I would say that's an error.
Because that's one of the things that I'm big on, is more than one way for people to get in and out of a subdivision in case there's an accident, or, you know, at least having a, I've said this before, a construction road or some kind of dirt path or something that if there's a problem and the front entrance is blocked, that an ambulance or a fire truck or whatever can still get in. And that's what I was hoping was, that's what Meadow Lane was set up as and could tie into that cul-de-sac in the end. So, no. Is that, okay. No, I mean, it looks like there's a place for it. No?
Yeah, I think that Meadow Lane not being built, it was, I think it was part of what was shown as part of the Oakmont subdivision in the few, back when Oakmont was approved. If you happen, the letter that I think Mr. Christianberry had submitted states in there that the homeowners wished us not to connect. They thanked us for not.
Mr. Christianberry and I have had this discussion
I understand
many
that.
Times.
But he happens to be a homeowner within the, and he did submit the letter. He submitted a letter which, you know, we were, we read, and we were able to accommodate the 50-foot easement along the back, and then he also asked that it was not, they did not want that road connected. They didn't want the additional traffic going through their subdivision.
Okay. Could you help me find, and I will be completely honest that I did not read every single word of your homeowners association agreement. Is there anything in there for maintenance of an orchard or a garden that I'm?
Not yet. There will be.
Okay.
That language is being worked out.
Okay.
Well, it could be, this is a new concept, so we will be working out for the community garden and the orchard. It will be somewhat like how we have to provide for the maintenance of the landscaping buffer.
Right.
And there's some standard language in there, and I did put that in the supporting statement on how that was going to be drafted. The orchard and the is a work in progress on our part to be able to kind of put that language together in the homeowner's documents so that we can, so everybody understands the responsibilities.
I was wondering if this was like an agri-hood type thing, or I'm telling you, I love this. Mr. Christenberry, are you listening? I love this concept with the trees in it, so. Thank you, that's all. I would like to see how that's going to be worded, just so that, since that's one of the features that I find the most appealing of this, that be maintained and not just tossed in later iterations. That's it.
Okay, thank you. Staff?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I do have a question. Are there any plans for the stormwater collection to be used for irrigation of the community garden?
That could certainly be looked at.
I'm just going
to say, irrigation won't need to be provided for not only, you know, some irrigation for the landscaping buffers, but for the garden. So that's
good idea.
That is.
Thank you. If not, will a separate well have to be drilled then?
Yes, a separate well would be drilled, but having a wet pond there and locating the pond in an area where it's predominantly wet, where we couldn't put any septics anyway, so it's going to be a wet pond no matter what. That's probably the best use for it, is to provide for some irrigation.
All right.
I get paid for that, right?
That's right, sure. Employee of the month, right there.
Special parking.
From your county council. Ms. Cornwell, anything?
I would just note that we do have Mr. Christianberry's letter in the record, okay. And it does reference the request to not to provide interconnectivity and the request for the 50-foot maintenance agreement for the ditch in the back.
Okay. Councilor?
Just one statement, a question on the restrictive covenants. It sounds like you got to maybe amend them anyway for the agriculture area, but it does need the agricultural use protection notice.
Yes.
So just make sure you add that in as you go forward.
Yep.
That's all I had.
That it? Okay. Well, Mr. Davidson, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2018-22, Citation Meadows LLC? Yes, sir. Mr. Christianberry, in favor. Come on up.
Good evening, Ken Christianberry, 30504 Oak Ridge Drive, essentially where the north arrow is on that plat. Very thankful that the applicants have honored our request to provide that 50-foot drainage easement. So really, I don't have anything that I'm opposed to. My neighbors were relieved to hear that there will not be a dozen chicken houses on the property. And I think, you know, my concerns have been addressed by what they've offered. I did put in there that it was my opinion that an interconnection would not be appropriate here. Handful of my neighbors are here. If you would like that cul-de-sac connected to our stub road, don't raise your hand. But if you think like I do, it's probably a bad idea. Just kindly raise your hand if you live in Oak Ridge Drive.
Mr. Christianberry.
Anyway, that's all.
You know
you've
better
been
than
here
that.
Enough.
I can't believe you let him get that far.
No better than that.
He's just enjoying the moment.
You know, I've never been on this side of the equation before. That's all I have.
Remind me to tell you a joke sometime about pigeons and statues.
I remember that.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir. Come on up in the back. I think this might be a record.
Yeah.
Highest number of people to ever speak in favor of an application.
Good evening. I'm Jake Booth with Capstone Homes. We're a home builder in Sussex County. Want to speak in favor of the project. We've looked at the project, obviously, and studied it, and certainly are hoping to have the opportunity to build homes in this community. We just completed a project just within a mile of this subdivision, and our clients in that community, we took a lot of feedback and shared the feedback, tried to give some encouraging thoughts to the developer, and certainly very excited about the layout of the community, and especially the opportunity to give some folks and some customers some space. We build about 80 homes a year in the county. And every one of our homes is stick built and customized, so We're certainly very excited to have, be in a community such as this and offer a high-quality home. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Okay, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2018-22? Yes, sir, in opposition. Come on up. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. You're next.
I'm David Jacobs. I live right across the street from this development.
Okay.
What I've heard is the developers talking about the country area maintaining the woods and the farms and whatever. What's not being addressed is that right now is a big cornfield or soybean. We eat corn, cows eat corn, we eat steak, soybean is for whatever. We're taking that away. And I want to address all these developments. I don't consider it an improvement. You're taking away the heart of Sussex County by putting all these developments in. What else was not addressed? For every yellow square there, you're looking at what, two cars and maybe two kids. Just the ones on here, I can see right away, three or four schoolrooms we don't have somewhere, and the transportation, the busing, the traffic. When I moved down here 23 years ago, and I'm going to show you this. You can all hear me, right? My house is right here, and I was 17 minutes away from Bethany Beach, Ocean City, Maryland, Rehoboth Beach. Now it takes me 35, 40 minutes in the winter. There's just developments everywhere. Now, nobody that came here and gave you all that information said, for example, with this, I have a list of 49 families that are sleeping in the woods, maybe behind the Walmart or somewhere, that need a home. We have 49 people that have petitioned to move down here. We build us a house. When they built Oakmont Estates, it took 3 years to finally have all the houses sold. And I haven't been down there in a year or two, maybe Ken can tell you. I bet there's a house that's up for sale right now. There's plenty of housing down here for people who want to move down here and live. Melvin Joseph told me when he built Oakmont Estates, he said he knew, I introduced myself. He said, I know who you are. You're that guy from New York that wants to tell me what to do with my property. I said, well, I wake up, I see a beautiful field.
Sir, we need you.
I really do need you at the mic.
I apologize. And we need you to direct your attention to the commission, if you will, please.
Well, I was going to show you. You see all that green around there? I imagine Melvin Joseph had the same thing. That's woods, trees, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you stand right where my house is, you see every house in Oakmont State. There are no trees lining it. They were sold as wooded lots. That's how they sold them. After they built it, they took all the woods down. They built it. They put one tree, a sapling, in front of each piece of property. That's the wooded lot. For myself, I'll have to move away. I came down here because it was country. Hmm. You're going to have all. I won't be able to get out of my house, especially between commuter hours, I guess. Two cars for every one of those yellow squares there, plus the 173 single families out there in Wilking Road, you know, what we've heard. So that's my point. Sussex County, the flag out in the lobby shows a corn stalks, corn wheat, three-color flag, and we're taking that away. And I know there's the council, I believe their funding is due to transfers. I hope that's not an influence here for allowing housing to be built. There's got to be another way to fund the council.
Sir, are you a farmer?
I'm sorry?
Are you a farmer? Are you a farmer?
No, I'm a retired corrections officer. The only good thing about this is more people, there'll be more crime, and you'll have more inmates and...
If you'd like to go back to work, I'm pretty sure the state's hiring.
Yeah, they would, and our motto was, with a 50% increase, you're below minimum standards. I just don't want to see Sussex County get destroyed. I think this group here, you have your thumb on that. You can take care of that. I've come here like 5 years too late. I see that now. And I'm sorry I was here too late. When you go down Double Bridges Road, oh my God, they're tearing that all apart and putting in, well, you all know, I don't know how many houses are going to be there.
All right, sir, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, who's next? Over here. Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
I'm Cynthia Jenny, also a property owner in Oakmont Estates and also a member of our HOA board. We spoke with Ken Christianberry, so he did actually help address our biggest question, and that, of course, was the ditch. And thank you, Mr. Adams, for actually...
Ma'am, I need you to direct your comments to the commission.
I'm sorry.
And if we need to address Mr. Adams, we'll do that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, but
just the way we do things.
Okay. Again, we appreciate what Mr. Adams has done because he has addressed the ditch issue as we first observed it.
Mm-hmm.
Our question now, because as was stated, Oakmont Estates has been maintaining that ditch for the last 15 years. Without any maintenance, we would certainly have property owners with their back lots flooded.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Travis Shermer with DENREC and his Department of Correction crews have been doing that maintenance for us. We actually have a scheduled maintenance coming up, so I spoke to Travis just the other day about what our future could be. And he gave us a couple good things that we should be thinking about, so hopefully we can address a few questions tonight. Travis did mention that the life of the ditch is usually 20 to 25 years. We're actually approaching that 15 plus mark now. He said usually after that time it should be regraded because silt is just forming and the grade changes. We have noticed this already. As a matter of fact, our HOA did have a complaint over the summer when we had all of the rain, and silt was pushed towards the ditch by the farmer because the field was flooding. So I guess the question is there going to be a ditch survey, and will there be any ditch clean out done while the new community is being built?
Okay, we'll find out.
Also, with the pond, will there be any drainage from the pond or overflow from the pond going into that ditch? Also, with the 50-foot easement, it was just mentioned tonight that that will be dedicated to Oakmont. Again, I guess we need clarification on that dedication, because it's our understanding that currently the ditch is part of Citation Meadows property and the 50-foot easement is on the other side of the ditch. So if we could please have that clarified. And then also, as it's understood, Oakmont Estates will be maintaining the clean out on the ditch. Will that be a provision in the Citation Meadows HOA docs so that residents as well as board members are aware that, you know, we'll have some type of maintenance going on? Okay.
All right.
Okay. And
is that it?
Did you say that Denrec is doing the maintenance on your ditch?
We work with Travis Shermer through Denrec, and he actually gets crews from the Department of Corrections, and they do the clean out for us. They've done that a number of times for us.
How'd you manage that? I pay a pretty penny to get a company to come do that at our development.
Yep.
So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, but again, with that being said, our homeowners whose property butts up to the ditch all have to sign a letter that Travis gives us for each property owner. So that would also be a concern, because I know even currently they're also getting that permission from the Adams, because they do go on the other side of the ditch, which is currently the field at this time. So, again, we're just looking out for our future and hoping that we can all work together cordially.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get some answers.
We'll try to get some answers for you as soon as you're done.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Mr. Davidson, you want to come up and address the lady's concerns for us?
As part of the maintenance of the ditch, that can be worked out in the HOA documents. I mean, that's certainly upon the dedication of the easement and the dedication of the ditch to the Oakmont subdivision, all that language can be worked out within the HOA documents. That way, future owners within Citation Meadows will understand who's maintaining the ditch and whose responsibility that will be for the easement and the ditch. I think there was something about the stormwater. We are right now we do have pre-development discharge into that ditch off the farm field, and that's what the topography shows. We cannot increase that in post-development. Certainly with the addition of the 6-acre pond, we will be reducing that even more than what post-development would allow us. So
I think her question was, will that stormwater management pond leak into the ditch? I think that's where her question
was. That was one of her questions.
That's the discharge. We cannot discharge right now. We cannot discharge it over the pre-development rate. So we will be, a matter of fact, it's even with the new stormwater regulations, it's even greater than that. So, but again, the proposed 6-acre pond is certainly sized large enough, well large enough, mm-hmm. more than enough to handle, and it will decrease the runoff even further than that. So,
I'm sorry, tell me.
I think that's where she was going with that.
Well, here's her questions. Will there be a ditch survey? Will there be ditch clean out? And will overflow from the pond go to the ditch? So,
well, certainly, as I imagine, I'm not sure what the state in their assistance in cleaning out the ditch. I'm certain that the lifespan of a ditch, I'm not sure I've ever heard 20 to 25 years before, but.
That sounds like a clean out interval to me.
Right. So I believe through the tax ditch associations, I believe they're probably clean outs are probably 20 years.
Generally wear out. I mean, you have to be cleaned out. They fill up with stuff. Trash, skin, and silt, and so on.
Yeah, to be cleaned out every now and then.
Another question would be, when they come there to clean out the ditch, what equipment do they use, and is there enough room to put equipment, or do they just use shovels and do it, or how do they?
I'm sure they use equipment to go in there and clean out the ditch.
There's a right of way on either side.
Yeah. And again, I was going to ask that question.
That's not a tax ditch.
About that, is there any, what you're doing is creating a right of way?
Yes, that is correct.
You're going to create a right of way so that there's no longer an issue and a need.
That is correct.
Get everybody's permission every time somebody wants to do something.
Yep.
So, okay, and that's I think, was one of the lady's concerns, too, to make sure that was being done in the form of an easement.
That's correct.
Which gives them the right to cross the property to perform maintenance activities and so on.
Yes.
So if you did an as-built of the ditch prior to any construction starting, and then after construction was complete, do an as-built of that ditch, see if you've changed anything.
We've already located the ditch. That's part of our topography survey for the property. We did shoot the ditch.
So if you did one after the construction of the project, if it goes, you'll have the information if you've changed anything.
That's correct.
Okay. I think that's got
that everything.
Yep. Okay, who's next? Yes, sir, all the way in the back. Come on up.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. My name's Patrick Keene, and I live in Oakmont Estates. Can I show you on the map?
Sure.
Where I live? about here on the east side. I'm not necessarily opposed to it, but I have some concerns. I've lived here about 5 years and I have a young family, and I want to stay in the area for a while. So I like a lot of the information I heard here, but I just have about 8 additional points I'd like to bring up to clarify. I would like to ask, is it known how many, what the plan is right now for completion of this project, when the tentative start date may be for construction, when the goal for completion may be? Are they thinking about one builder at this point, or would the people that buy the lots be able to bring their own builder? The road, well, we talked about this a little bit. Is there going to be a connection between Citation Meadows and either Oak Ridge Drive or Pine Run in the back there? It sounds like no, but
doesn't sound like
okay. Just wanted to make sure. Yep, appreciate that. One question I have: we've had a few problems with my well the last couple years. I've done some testing on it. I've spoken to some people in the state health department, and one thing they advise I ask is: it sounds like feasibility studies will be done to make sure these wells are appropriate. They will. Just kind of concerned if if the depth is the same, if it's going to affect our wells and all the developments we saw behind us, Beacon Meadows and Lakeview, all the other properties there that have wells. I have a couple questions about the roads. Again, I've lived in the area about 5 years. Phillips Hill Road, where this development is, it is kind of windy there. I'm thinking about all the people coming to live here, all the people we have in Oakmont. I used to, when I first moved to the area, I'd ride my bike or take walks down Phillips Road, going west there. And it's really windy, and there's really no shoulder at all. And I mean, it'd be nice to have some kind of shoulder kind of where it says open space there. I mean, I see where the trees, the boundary will be there, but I guess my biggest concern is, Phillips Hill, it there's like a de-elevation immediately there. If they could just kind of at least make it where where that open space area is on the boundary between Phillips Hill, have like a flat area you can jump off the road if a big truck's running by.
Just so you know, Delta is going to require a 15-foot easement. They require it to be expanded along the whole.
Oh, good. Okay. So it'll be about 15-foot area you can, jump.
In addition to other dedications.
Because there'll be a lot. I'm sure this seems like an active lifestyle community with the gardens and the walking path there. People will come out on the road, and it's a concern I have. A couple other things with the roads. Part of the study, if you go east on Phillips Hill out to 24, where Revel Road and 24 intersect, it's probably less than a mile away from this. Again, I'm thinking a lot of more car traffic is going to be coming to this development here. It's kind of a pretty dangerous intersection right now. My wife was in a pretty bad accident a couple years ago there, and I've seen a couple near accidents. What it is on 24, when you're trying to turn left onto Revel Road, you have to wait for car traffic sometimes. To get on the Phillips Hill to come to this area, if they could even consider like rumble strips or something to kind of alert drivers there, would DLDOT be extending the traffic study out to the main road 24 there? Because it's my question. Also, another random thing: snow plowing. Right now, we had a bad snow earlier this year, and Phillips Hill Road wasn't plowed, and we had all the drifts with the farm area around us. If we have all these houses coming to our area, can we work out something where we would be plowed by the by Millsboro in a bad storm? A couple more. Has there been any talk about the time of construction? Again, I live right across the from where the development's going to be. Is it going to be, are people going to be out there at 5 a.m., tearing, building everything up there? Is there going to be a...
We have actually a fairly standard condition that limits the hours of construction.
Okay.
And the days, actually, too.
So, okay. Yeah. Is it a rough estimate?
It's usually 8 to 5 Monday through Friday,
that's
maybe
reason.
7 to 5.
Okay.
And then not as long on Saturdays and nothing on Sundays.
Okay, yeah. I got a 1.5-year-old daughter. It's hard to get her to sleep at night, so appreciate having the stuff going on then. And I... The last question I have, I appreciate the info about the buffer going around the community. Again, I said I live on the east, you know, I live on Oak Ridge Drive, which is on the east side there. And my question is, so we talked about the big ditch in the back and the 50-foot easement. We also have a ditch that runs from Phillips Hill and goes down to that ditch in the back there. And I just want to ask, is the easement going to start from the edge of the ditch over into the new development, or is it going to come right up to Oak Ridge Drive right now? I would just, I know water from when we get rain, Oak Ridge goes into that ditch near us, so.
It goes all the way over to Oak Ridge Drive.
Okay. Yeah. It's only a few feet, but you know, I was going to add, so are the trees going to come right up to, or the boundary going to come right up to Oak Ridge Drive there?
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
So have they done studies where there'll be water coming into my lot, you know, across the road there?
Well, that'll all be part of the Sussex Conservation District. Like Mr. Davidson said, they have to maintain all the water basically at the pre-development levels or less.
Okay.
You should be. I don't know what the water situation is now, but with all the design that'll go on, because there's no stormwater management design on that property right now at all, because it's just a farm.
I just noticed it fills up with water, you know, considerably when it get a good rain, and it takes a while to drain up to that big ditch in the back. And just one more, how much space is the boundary again going to be on Oak Ridge, between Oak Ridge Drive and Citation Meadows? I think it was 20 feet.
It's 20 feet plus another 10.
Plus another 10, okay.
And that's, so it's 20 feet of landscape buffer, and they have to show the landscaping and part of the final site plan. This gets approved.
Would the other 10 be between Oak Ridge Drive and the start of the tree buffer?
No, it's Oak Ridge, well, it's the boundary line, so it's, keep in mind, Oak Ridge Drive's pavement ends, and then there's still some space before you get to the boundary line.
And that's what I'm asking, because right now, there's a little ditch there, so that ditch would remain.
And then it's 20 feet, and then it's another 10 feet to the back of the lots, and then there's still a setback from the back of the lots to where a house could
be. Okay, excellent. I just wanted to address that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition?
Well, that gentleman's walking back just to answer another question. He asked about the timing of it. I'll answer that one. Just for your benefit, sir, if this gets preliminary site plan approval today, tonight or at some point by planning and zoning, they still have to go back and get all their agency approvals. So that's DLDOT and DENREC and County Engineering and a whole myriad of other agencies. Then they come and get final site plan approval once they get through that process. So it's at this point, it's too early to say when construction would start, because there's still a lot of steps that have to be undertaken. So, no time soon, I'll put it that way. Depends on your perspective, whether that's good or bad. But
anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office.